This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan, Callum McSwiggan on FUBAR Radio.
Pull the trigger. I'm your weapon. Ticking like a timer. I'ma make it blow. Superstition. Sweat and dripping fire on the floor.
Move your body closer next to mine.
Mine.
Turn it up the heat, cause now it's time.
Time.
Run the town with us. Style it up with us. Wind it up, make it.
Just for the night, my controller, barely sober. Have another sip to get you on the vibe.
Move your body closer next to mine. Turning up the heat, cause now it's time.
Run the town with us. Start it up with us. It up, make it.
Hello and welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show. That was a bit of Andrea DiGiovanni, bang there. Absolutely love that song. Absolute bop. I am joined today in the studio by the absolutely gorgeous Kush Khanna. How are you doing?
Hey, Boo. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to have you here.
Great to be here.
I feel like recently we've formed a little bit of a bromance, I would say.
I concur. Totally agree. You know, I feel like... You keep popping up in my life everywhere. I'm like, I think we just have to be friends now because you're everywhere, I'm everywhere. Together, we are going to make this like bond.
I think sometimes in the world of the LGBT plus people, that's a very strange way to say it, Callum. Yeah. I don't know where you came from, Kush. You weren't in my life, and then suddenly now I can't move.
Well, I was born at the young age of zero in Stoke Mandeville, Aylesbury.
Beautiful.
But I think it's because before I didn't really. I didn't do much within the community as much as I do now. I think it's because maybe I wasn't as confident in myself, or I wasn't as sure of myself in any way or form, and I also didn't have any sort of roots in how to get in there. But then suddenly something just clicked, and I suddenly started talking out more about our community and people and supporting and helping. And then I think that's when you start meeting like-minded people. Once I found you.
Well, you are fully blossoming right now. So let's give our lovely listeners a little bit of context. Let's talk about you and everything that you're doing. So I think singer songwriter is your main forte, I guess.
Yes.
you tell me what it is. I know what you do, but tell our lovely listeners.
Well, I'm a singer songwriter now. I was signed back in the day. Then I sort of stopped, went into acting for a bit, and then I sort of took a few, gosh, months off acting, and then I went on a show called Shipwrecked.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I mean, I always said to myself I'd never do reality, but then Shipwrecked sort of popped up, and I was like, ooh, 2 months on a deserted island where you get to build stuff and literally sleep on a beach and shower in the sea. I mean...
It sounds gorgeous, and I'm going to be honest with you. I've never actually watched the show. I want to go back and see and watch it just for you.
But yeah.
What was that experience like?
It was incredible, actually. It's weird because I think everyone saw sort of tinted, rose-tinted glasses view. Does that make sense?
You know what
I mean? of the place, because everyone's like, "Oh, guys, you all like shave and put makeup on, and you're all so glamorous when you're walking around the beach." Yes, we do have moments of that because we are allowed to take like a suitcase of like what we wanted. But everything there was organic. You weren't allowed any like spray deodorant. You weren't allowed any aftershaves. Everything we ate, we cooked. And people forget it is a TV show. I remember there was a point where, because obviously it cuts into loads of interviews and we're constantly doing interviews and like giving our opinion on situations. But they would come at the most inappropriate times. I remember on the first day I started a fire. It took me 2 hours to start this fire.
Oh, wow.
Then a member of production goes, "Kush, I just need you for an interview." And I was like, no, please, I just need to continue this fire. It's going to die. He's like, "No, I need you for the interview now. You can continue a fire after." I walk away from my fire. The fire collapses. I never ever start a fire again. Maybe I started a fire like a month down the line. But people just think, "Oh, wow, your fire just appears." And then you just put But everything was rationed.
Were you allowed to use matches and stuff?
No.
With like a flint.
A flint, weird like metally thing.
I think I would just die.
It's called a tinder.
Flint and tinder, right?
Yeah. And I used to make it laugh because I was like, "Oh, I'm on tinder again." And I think it's called tinder. It must be a tinder.
Tinder, yeah.
Because you're like lighting the flame and it's like a romantic thing as well. It was really hard. So we used to have like a designated fire starter because one person was always good at starting fires. And then I was a sort of designated cleaner, but only because I had such bad OCD. And if you leave any pots out, flies come swarming.
I can imagine.
Yeah, but they missed so many. We even like, we made a whole sandy path, which is like a mile long, that they did not put it into the cut. And I was like, "Guys,
devastating.
We worked
so
hard."
But in terms of like reality shows in general, how real was the experience compared to what you saw in the show?
To be honest, it was very... It's actually what I expected.
Yeah.
I thought I'd have more hardship, I'm not going to lie. I thought I'd have to build a bit more.
Yeah.
And I thought there'd be more tasks, and I thought I'd be a bit more embarrassed by my lack of skills on an island. But I think the sort of hard part of it comes from more like your mental state, because you're out there with no one but each other, no one in the outside world, so you've only got each other to count on. But if you're all breaking down, it just becomes very unhealthy and you're kind of all sitting there like rocking in your seats. But I think it's more of a mental challenge than a physical challenge, which everyone seems to assume it's more of a physical challenge.
And do you feel like going on the show has kind of like catapulted you back into the spotlight? Do you feel like you've got eyes on you again? And are you hoping to use that to kind of build your music career again?
To be honest, a little bit, not that much, because the show wasn't like mohosive. Yeah. It was like a nice healthy big number. It was like a healthy number of viewers. And I think people who watched it really enjoyed it. I think for me, it was just, I guess I've got more people listening to my music. And they always say you could be the most successful singer in the entire world with the best song in the world, but if no one's listening to it, there's no point in even making it. And I think for me, that's what it just did, was I got a few more people listening. And from that, I'm hoping that people like what they hear, and then they can, that's when the steps start sort of going up.
Yeah. We have played one of your songs, Beautiful.
Thank you.
We've played that on this show quite a few times now, and we will definitely be playing that again later as well. But that is genuinely a song that I have been listening to over and over and over again since I first stumbled upon you and discovered your music. And I genuinely think you have such an amazing voice and so genuinely talented, and I have such high expectations for you. And if you're not a chart topping musician, I'm gonna be very, very upset.
Thank you, that means the world. I would love that. Beautiful for me was really important because I did write it for Pride back in the day. And it's nice people are finally hearing it. I actually technically wrote it a year and a half ago, but people only are now getting to listen to it. So this is why with my next EP that I'm writing, I'm kind of like making sure that like I put it straight out, and it's got more of a upbeat vibe to it. I'm thinking like Adele meets Years and Years meets Rag and Bone.
So will you be putting a little bit of gay influence in there?
I am gay, obviously. So all my everything I write it comes from gay experience.
Sure.
But a lot of it comes from, like, one of the songs is called You Lie. And it's actually about me as a person and how I sort of lie to the world. Because I am quite bubbly. I do love life. I do smile a lot. But I think a lot of the time you don't always feel happy. And I think that's what the song's about. I was going to call it Dying to be Loved, because I think there's an aspect of it with all of us, maybe in our community or just general men and girls or people, that you're, we're all looking to be loved in any way or form, whether it comes into a party and everyone's like, you want to be the most popular one there, you want everyone to like you. And that's where the concept sort of just like stemmed from the whole EP, is like, why am I dying to be loved?
Yeah.
Why can't I just be happy and being loved by the right people?
And that's the overarching theme of all the songs?
Yeah,
or just...
basically.
Okay.
But with more like, because it sort of ends in being like, fuck it. I am loved. I love you all.
I've not seen you perform in person yet, but I am very, very excited to come and see you perform. But I've seen you like even on like Insta stories and things like this. I'm constantly seeing you out and about performing at various venues, various places. And it's really lovely to see how much you come alive and how much you truly, truly love singing.
Yeah,
and I feel like you're like a little bit of a songbird. Like,
I kind of am. I'm like,
when you're talking, you just suddenly burst into song, and it's like within you. It's built into you.
I think it's because, really, because my mum used to be a classically Indian trained singer. I actually learned music while my mum was cooking in her kitchen, and she'd be like, I love my mum, she'd be cooking, like making some Indian food, and she'd be like, uncle, come sit with me. She's got an Indian accent. And then she'd sing in Hindi, and Indian singing is really hard because I sing British pop music, but I riff quite a lot, and I think I get that from my mum, because she'd go, ah, bija, ah, bija. And I'd go, ah. She's like, no, it's ah. And I'd be like, I can't do that. and then she would sit there and be back and forthing. So I think from the age of like 3, 4, my mum was drilling in me music, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And also it's fun to sort of talk sing to people. Like, I'm just going to the toilet. It just makes everything a bit happier.
Yeah, I really love that. Would you ever kind of bring any of your like upbringing and your background into your music in future?
I would. I used to think I would, but then I'm trying to prove a point, saying I don't have to make it.
Of course.
I know that sounds ridiculous, but I'm like, every exec I've spoken to, they're like, oh, you're Indian, put some Indian in it. I'm like, you don't say that to a blonde boy, put some Swedish in it. I mean, just because I was born here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's the point. I was like, I'm going to make it without having to like abide by what you think I have to abide by. And I hope so anyway. Like, I might not. That'd be really sad. But then if I want to put it, once hopefully one day I'm successful, then I'm doing it on my own terms and not because someone's told me to do it.
Yeah.
Do you
feel there are any difficulties with you being a gay singer? You know, I feel like in the music industry, we always hear about these stories of, you know, people being told to repress their sexuality, hide their sexuality. How do you feel about that?
Well, we're going through this like weird sort of time. I don't know if you agree, where annoyingly people are seeing like being gay or lesbian as a trend rather than a way of living of who you are as a person. So it's weird. In my current climate, it works in my favour in the sense of I'll always support everyone in our community and I'll always be there. So the only thing it's done for me is given me a bit of a platform within our community, because I'll always be there to support. We're all here to support each other, which is really beautiful. But then on the other side of it, you're also branded, like, if you look at like, Troye Sivan, and he's really cool, and, like, if you look at Ollie from Years and Years, he's really cool. But I think, was it Troye? He actually made a comment, which I do not agree with, Troye, if you're listening. He said something along the lines of, if I wasn't gay, I'd be way more successful. Did you remember that?
I do remember this.
That was quote Troye, not me.
Before I jump in and attack Troye, you know, I do love Troye, but I actually kind of felt the same as you on this. And I actually felt like Troye's sexuality aided so much of his success and his career, because his music and everything he does on stage is fueled by his sexuality. And I really do think that it's made him who he is. And I understand why he said that and where it's come from, but I also think it's almost a little bit blind to what's actually gone on. And, you know, I don't know his personal story and his personal journey, but I actually agree with you.
I was a bit like, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Yeah.
That's sort of the vibe I got from it. But then again, I'm not in his shoes. I don't know what he's going through. I don't know what execs have told him. I guess when you're in that stage, like, your life is a bit kerfuffled anyway, and you don't really know what you're doing. It's kind of... So I can only speak from an outsider's point of view.
Yeah.
And I used to be signed by Jerry Halliwell and Simon Fuller. So obviously you have these big wig bosses who Jerry was a superstar in her own right. And they would drill things in that in your head like that. So we'd have a lineup of us as a band. And they'd go, Charlie, you're the one who wears all black. You're the sexy one. Sam, you're the one all the girls are going to love. Gemma, you're the girl next door. Mags, you're the urban one. Kush, you're the global one. I was like, oh, great. So I'm not good looking or like cool and trendy. I'm just global. Because I'm Indian.
Right.
And I remember but that was like drummed into me as like a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
You're like, the global one. Like, so I think I don't know if an exec...
You want to forge your own identity.
Yeah, so I don't know if an exec was just like, you're the gay one to Troy. And then he was like, no, I'm not. I'm more than that. Which he is more than that.
Yeah.
So then I don't know if he just sort of like attacked back, being like, you know when someone like insults you, I don't know about you, but I've got a very defensive personality. Someone could insult one thing, but I'm like, well, have you seen your face? I've never seen that. So maybe he just has a very defensive personality and... Someone stirred the wrong pot.
Perhaps. I think there's a lot. There's definitely an element of truth there.
Yeah.
I was going to kind of build on what you were saying there. And I think that right now we are going through this kind of phase where it is becoming, you know, more acceptable to be a gay pop star. And like you mentioned, you know, Troy and Ollie
Ariana.
Are having like tremendous success. But then it's the kind of like skinny white boy. Skinny white gay boy is what's seen as successful. And then we have people like Emenike, who produces incredible music.
I love Emenike.
And
so
Emenike had real difficulties when he released his album last year, and he talked about it very publicly about how it didn't fail. It was still a success. He was very frustrated with, you know, kind of the results. And, you know, he was kind of battling between, you know, having his identity as a black man and also having his identity as a gay man, and trying to reconcile those two things and trying to reconcile an audience. And it's difficult, I think, when you're not a skinny white gay boy.
Yeah, you know? So I think we're both friends. We've all discussed it before. And I'm always like, oh, why have I got a beard? Because... technically, everyone's like, oh, you're such a little twink, but I've got a beard. I'm like a hairy little...
a hairy twink.
I'm a hairy twink. I'm like, I don't really fit in anywhere. I don't know what this weird... But we always discuss this, and we're like, are we, within our own society, almost our only worst nightmares? Because we're like, we're a family, but you're less than our family.
Yeah, we do it all the time. Yeah, there's this massive value system, you know, if you're not a big muscly daddy or a tiny little twink, you are often undervalued.
I'm just a toned, slightly hairy... tan for days boy. I don't know what that is.
you're a beautiful soul, Kush.
I'm just one.
Well, it's amazing to have you here on the show. We are going to be playing some games and having a lot of fun, but before we do that, let's have a little bit of music. This is Louis Vuitton by Royal Blood.
Ooh, I love.
Take the weight off your shoulders and roll your mind. Gotta make this feel good. Oh yeah. If you're ready, connect with your body tonight. Feel so safe like you should. Yeah. Rest your head upon my chest, I'll run my fingers through your hair. I just wanna love you tonight. We'll kiss the freedom in the air and breathe it till we're unaware. Love the life that makes you feel high. Connection's insane how I've got your eyes. We could fly for so long. Yeah, yeah. Feel the sweat dripping close, cause I've touched your mind. In the crowd, but not lost. Rest your head upon my chest, I'll run my fingers through your hair. I just wanna love you tonight. We'll drink the freedom in the air, letting go of our scares. Love the vibe that makes us feel right. I'm all about you.
I'm all about you, I'm all about you. Got that bottle of love. I'm never gonna leave you. Give me all of this tonight. I'm never gonna leave you. You know I'm wrong. I'm always gonna treat you.
That was a little bit of Royal Blood there by Louis Vuitton and Keenan Lonsdale. Not the other way around, like I said when I very poorly introduced that. Kush, are you ready for a game?
Am I always ready for a game? I think so.
I like this situation. You've got like one headphone on, one headphone off situation over here.
I'm so used to this. I always have like one ear out.
You're a very fashionable person, and I feel like
I did wear this outfit last time I saw you. For people who don't know, we actually met, and I was wearing this exact same outfit.
I feel like there are people in my life, and every time I see them, I'm wearing the same thing, and they probably think I just have one outfit that I wear over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. But see, even on my Instagram, I'm like, oh no, I've worn that already for two photos. I can't really see it again.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah. I do it as well. I'm like, oh, I can't possibly wear that t-shirt again. I've been seen in that already on Instagram.
But it's 'cause, I don't know about you, but I always have like really out there like patterns. So I'm like, they recognise this pattern. But realistically, they don't recognise that pattern at all.
All right. So our game is Porn or Not Porn. And in this game, I have five sound clips in front of me. Some of these have been taken from porn and some of them have been taken from elsewhere. And as you were on Shipwrecked, our theme this week is pirates.
Ooh, arr.
So we are trying to figure out if these are porn clips or pirate clips.
How many pirate clips can you find?
I mean, the internet's a big place.
Yeah. Pirate porn, potentially.
Potentially. I'm guessing there is a bit of that in there. So we're going to be a team on this. I do not have the answers in front of me.
Good.
So shall we dive right in?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. First clip.
I want me maps back.
Oh, I mean, I'm instantly going porn because that's...
Wait, that one more time.
Yeah.
I want me maps back.
I want me maps back.
No, that's definitely pirate.
No, it's too obvious.
No, but I think sometimes they throw in a curveball like, this is so obvious.
And then it is just like, a pirate.
I can't imagine in any porn sense going, I want me maps back.
Yeah, but it could... Pirate porn, like you said, the biggest... porn production ever made is a film called Pirates, and it's like a hour and a half long movie that's like proper like Hollywood budget and shot properly, but then like every 5 minutes they start fucking.
It's a Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you know,
Keira Knightley, Johnny Depp. It's great.
I'd watch that. Right, I'm going to allow you to make the decision on this one.
We're a team. I'm not making any decision on my
next
own.
Then the next one, I have to get the, what's the word? Pulling power. So I'm going to call it porn, as you say. It's up to you though. Do you want to use it as your one time only?
I want to listen to it again is what I want to do. Listen very carefully. Sound quality, I feel, is important.
I want me maps back.
Because I heard like a do. It's almost going to sing. That's from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Is it?
I feel like that's a SpongeBob quote.
I will believe you. I will go with you and say that this is SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay, do you know what? If you don't mind, and then next time I'll go with your flow.
Very generous of you. Okay, we are saying not porn, and Kush thinks that this is specifically from SpongeBob SquarePants. Answers, please. I'm afraid that this is porn.
Oh my gosh.
This is a naked buff pirate holding three naked women hostage who have hidden the pirate's precious maps.
I'm so sorry. I thought I'd be way better than this.
You've let us down already. Fallen at the first hurdle.
Well, I want my maps back.
All right, let's see if we can do better on this next one.
But they don't call me the captain for nothing.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, he could be my captain. He sounds a bit sexy, doesn't he?
He does sound a bit sexy, but I think this is like Hollywood movie sexy rather than porn sexy.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of innuendo.
I concur.
That kind of thing. Let's hear it again.
But they don't call me the captain for nothing.
I also recognise that voice. It sounds like, what's his face?
Hemsworth brother.
Hemsworth, yeah. Chris, no.
Liam?
Chris.
Tom.
Which one's Thor, that one? Is that a Hemsworth?
Yeah, it is. Okay. Well, one of them, both gorgeous. I'll go with either. I think Liam is...
Liam's the Hunger Games.
Oh, then it's Chris.
No, but it's the third one as well, the lesser known one, I think.
Yeah, he's starting modelling, you know.
Oh, good for him.
Thomas, I think, is it?
Thomas.
I mean, do not hold that against me. I might be talking absolute rubbish.
Thomas Hemsworth. it sounds like Chris Hemsworth. Listen, it definitely sounds like Chris Hemsworth.
Thor, but they don't call me the captain for nothing.
It sounds like that's
Chris Hemsworth.
I think it is.
Okay, Thor.
Not porn. Are we saying not porn?
Not porn.
Yeah, not porn.
Yes.
Not porn. This is from an interview with the Australian pirate metal band Lagerstein. The interviewer has just asked the band who is the partiest. So it's not Chris Hemsworth. No.
So what does that mean, the partiest?
I have no idea. Who is the partiest?
Well, maybe that's a typo. Maybe prettiest or...
Like who parties the most?
Oh,
yeah. Cool. All right, let's do our next one.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Do you reckon we're the only two people on the whole island?
I feel that sounds like Keira Knightley to me. I'm like, is this Pirates of the Caribbean? But then it doesn't sound like her at the same time.
It's like Keira at the beginning and then like...
And then it changes.
English girl at the end.
Let's go again.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Do you reckon we're the only two people on the whole island?
It really sounds like her at the start and then it doesn't sound like her at all at the end.
This is what's throwing me off.
I'm really confused. What's she saying?
She goes, it's really beautiful. There's only two people on the island.
That was really good. That was really...
Something along those lines. I think it's a film because I think that by putting the we would be like, oh no, it must be porn, but that's why.
Yes, I like that logic. Wait, but we've had two. No, we've had a not porn and a porn.
Yeah, so this one could be either way, to be honest. I'm going to say not porn. Yeah.
I'm going to agree. Okay. I'm going to agree. We are saying not porn. This is not porn.
Oh.
This is taken from Shipwrecked.
I'm not going to lie, I thought Shipwrecked because she said there's only two people on the island.
But the 2009 edition, and the first two contestants stumble across one another on the island. Aww.
Same. I did predict it, actually. I didn't say it out loud because I don't want to be that guy, but I did think it.
Romance. Did you have a romance blossom when you were on the show?
No, I literally didn't even... No, sorry, parents. I didn't even get a semi. I wasn't turned on by anyone. I was just like so having a great time. I wasn't there for love. And I was like, I'm here for me and friends.
That sounds like the lie I tell people on a Friday night in the gay club.
Oh no, that's me. That's me in a club. Then I go home crying because I'm like, no one loves
so
me.
So lonely. All right, let's do our next one.
Porn. It says that the treasure should be found at the base of the old ruins.
Porn.
Yeah,
that was so bad.
It sounds like the base of the old ruins.
I think final answer.
Yeah,
final answer. We're saying porn. Porn! Yay. Hooray! Shocker. Taken from a softcore feature porn film called Sexy Bikini Pirates. The bikini-clad ladies are hunting for their sexy treasure, which is probably, like a box of dildos or...
Yeah, or maybe a statue of something. I don't know what.
Something phallic.
Statch porn.
All right, we're doing what? We've got a few right. Three right and one wrong.
We only got one wrong, yeah.
Okay. We're doing well. We're doing well. Yeah. We got this back. Okay, last one.
I killed for him.
Ooh. Tricky.
Movie. Because you wouldn't mention the word kill in porn.
You might.
I just feel like it would ruin the mood for me if I was doing something and then somebody says, I'd kill for him. I just feel like, unless it's a certain type of porn.
It could be like, she could be like a warrior princess or something in this porn.
One more time, potentially.
I killed for him.
I killed for him.
It's American. I killed for him.
I'm leaning towards you on this. I do think I'm leaning towards not porn.
Yeah, and also when I hear music, I just always never think it's porn.
It does sound like good music.
Yeah, it sounds almost like orchestral.
Yeah, not that £10 porn music.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
You know that porn where they're like stepsister and stepbrother. I don't know why they need to be stepbrother and sister. Have you ever watched...
Don't even get me started. We talk about this every week. Siblings. Yeah. Siblings and incest.
When did that become a thing?
I don't know why. The porn world is obsessed with incest. Yeah, just stop it. Naughty porn producers.
That should be your next game, incest or not.
I think we'd get taken off air, but not on FUBAR. Everything's fine here. Let's hear it one more time.
I killed for him.
Yeah. It's a film, isn't it?
Yeah. We are saying not porn. Oh, it is porn. Two female pirates, Jessie, Jane and Janine, discuss a previous man who fucked them over in a pirate-themed porno.
Do you know what? I'm shooketh. I thought I was better than this.
Well, we got 3 out of 5, which... Yeah.
Well, we won then. That's like a good C at A level. We passed.
Aiming high.
I aim for A star.
I love that you hear 3 out of 5 and you're just so enthusiastic
because
and
above,
happy.
It's above the lower limit.
You're a glass half full.
Yeah, always.
Type of person.
What's it? The limit does not exist.
Exactly that. Let's have a bit more music. And then, Kush, we're going to have something quite exciting happen here in the studio. We've never had, on this show, we've never had a live performance before.
Oh.
And you're going to be treating us.
To a little cover.
Yeah, so I'm very excited for that. But we're going to have a little bit of music before that to get you all ready. So, yeah, let's do it. Let's do a little bit of Body and Soul.
Ooh.
Teddy.
I get what I want. All that I want is a piece of your heart. Body and soul, body and soul. Your body and soul, your body and soul. I get what I want. Now all that I want, a piece of your heart.
It's Johanna James with Foo Bar Radio, and Durex have invited us down today to explore the magical uses of lube. I'm joined by Hannah and Jadira. What else could we use lube for?
I use lube for putting in my menstrual cup.
Got this little life hack makeup tip. Lube was the best thing to stick glitter on your eye makeup.
No way.
I'm going to do a disclosure now. Don't do any of these. Toothpaste.
No.
Gosh.
I don't think it's...
Well, what flavoured lube? I don't know if this is on your list, but I, in the summertime, get serious chafing. Maybe I could just use lube instead.
Perfectly, that's exactly what it's for.
For more information, go to foobarradio.com.
Kush, are you ready for a little performance?
I am. I'm a bit nervous. I chose a song that's not too high, so let's see if it actually comes out.
What are you going to sing for us?
So I feel like it's appropriate for today. Also, it's not fucking Thursday, is it? I thought it was Thursday, so I picked this song. It's Thursday by Jess Glynn, but like in a little acoustic version. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, take it away.
See if I can actually. I won't wear makeup on Thursdays. I'm sick of covering up. I'm tired of feeling so broken. I'm tired of falling in love.
Sometimes I'm shy and I'm anxious. Sometimes I'm down on my knees. Sometimes I try to embrace all my insecurities. I won't wear makeup on Thursdays, 'cause who I am is enough. And there are so many things that I could change so slightly, but why would I succumb to something so unlike me? Why was I always taught to be myself? Don't change for anyone. I wanna laugh, I wanna cry, don't want these tears inside my eyes, yeah. I wanna wake up, feel insecure. I wanna sing, I wanna dance, I just wanna feel love inside my hands again. Wanna feel beautiful. I just wanna feel beautiful. I wear my sweatpants on Thursday, I'll drink soft drink from a can, I'll build my own independence. You know sometimes I'm a man.
Wrong words.
You know sometimes I feel lonely, could do with the company, but I get high when I'm down. But you know it's alright with me. Nothing on Thursdays, sit alone and be. And there are so many things that I could change so slightly, but why would I succumb to something so unlike me? I was always taught to just be myself. Don't change for anyone. I wanna love, don't wanna cry. I just wanna wake up feeling secure. I wanna sing, I wanna dance, I wanna feel love inside my hands again. I just wanna feel beautiful. I wanna feel it beautiful. Oh, 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 oh. I just wanna wake up and feel beautiful. I won't wear makeup on Thursdays, 'cause who I am is enough. I wanna sing, I wanna dance. Fuck. I wanna wake up and feel insecure. Don't wanna sing, don't wanna dance, just wanna feel your love inside my hands again. I wanna wake up and feel insecure. I wanna wake up and feel.
I cracked then, I'm so sorry.
That was beautiful.
I'm so sorry, Gosh. Guys, I did not warm up and I cracked. That's what happens on live music.
I liked the profanity that you injected.
I know, but I've never cracked and I crack live. Guys, that's what showbiz for you, isn't it? You've got to carry on, don't you?
That was absolutely amazing, and I love that you just, you knew, you just came here and you just pulled it out of the bag.
Sorry for the crack, guys. Don't hate me for that.
No, it was great. It was really, really good. So let's talk a little bit more about you and your music and your future. So, like, where do you want to take it? I can see that. I know that you want to do this as, you know, your full time career, I guess.
Yeah. I think the goal is always Madison Square Garden, basically Wembley Arena.
Yeah.
With a warmer voice than it is today. But yeah, I think that's the aim, is just to be paid to make music rather than do music for the sake of doing music. No, just for the love of it. That means not the sake. I think that's the aim, really, end goal. But it's hard.
It is hard. I mean, it's that artist struggle that we hear so much about. But I just think, you know, like, I talk to so many incredible LGBT musicians all the time, and I see so many people with so much potential. But when I first listened to your music, I'd literally just so obsessed with it. And I, you know, I want the full album. I genuinely want to sit and listen to the full album. So, like, I know it's an EP.
EP, then and
album
May.
In the future.
But yeah, that's still music is a bit more upbeat. As I said, it's kind of like power vibes. Yeah, but I was then, even though I did crap, but I like to just, when I'm singing, as you'll notice, I didn't think about lyrics sometimes. It's because I sometimes like want to just go into my own place and just that do something. I think music should be out losing it a bit. You should lose your way when singing. Otherwise, you're not. I don't think you're a real singer if you can't lose your way while singing.
I think the most amazing performances I've ever seen is when you see people completely and fully losing themselves on stage, and it's almost like they forget the audience is there.
Yeah.
But not in a way that they're disconnected.
Yeah.
It's just like they are just living it and loving it.
Yeah. It's so true. Like when you when I watch performers and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like but when she performs, she does this beautiful riff. She's like, my mind, but that's now as a singer you'd go my mind, but when she was doing it was just like it actually had, she just fell off the note and I was like, oh,
you just do that so easily, like you without flinching you just pull that out of the bag.
I just have always played with my voice a lot,
sure,
and I just love it, like the melodies for me, like, oh, it has to be a bit haunting.
Sure, yeah. I get that. I don't know if you're allowed to do this, but when you sent me a little voice note the other day, you gave me a little preview of one of your EPs. Are you allowed to...
Oh, yeah, it's more my writing, so I own everything, effectively.
Do you want to?
I don't know if I can sing one. Let me try it. Because you know, gold brushed. Okay, I think that's the key. Let's see if it reached there. So this is like, it's called You Lie, and it's about, see, basically when you walk into a room of people and you're like lying to them because you're giving this air of confidence. So it's the sort of bridge, is like, you lie, 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 and it does that, and it goes into, go brush the dirt off your shoulders, are you dying to be loved? I heard somebody once told you you were never good enough, so you're building fires growing up, tangle wires won't pick you up. I heard somebody once told you you were never good enough. You lie, you lie, you lie, you lie. You lie, you lie, you lie, you lie, you lie. You lie, you lie, you lie, you lie. And it does that kind of like...
I love it. And and you said that this is definitely going to be more of your upbeat, you can dance to it kind of thing.
Yeah, well, it's going to be like... Boom! Not an 80s ride funk. It's more like a... it's what we were talking about before. Did we talk about it on the show or before? Your walking song. You're going to walk into a place and be like, I'm going to own this shit.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that's the kind of vibe it's got. But the melodies are kind of like...
Yeah. And when can we expect to hear this?
End of May.
Oh, very soon.
Yes.
Very, very soon.
It's currently being produced in South Africa.
That's very exciting. Well, we will definitely be playing it on this show.
Thank you.
The moment that it comes out.
I'll be sending it to you. Please play my
music. So, yeah, I'm sure our most loyal listeners who listen to every episode will be very, very excited.
Gorgeous.
to hear that. Let's have a little bit more music. Let's... Bit sick of hearing you now, Kush.
Do you know what? I'm sick of you as well.
Bit sick of your voice. let's do a little bit of Every Boy by Miss Benny.
Look at the carpet.
I've been in the hills making big boys cry. I've been in my fields making up for lost time. And I've been picking rose petals out in LA. I've been skinny dipping while I'm sipping rosé. It's not enough, yeah. It's not enough, yeah. Can't get enough, yeah. Can't get enough, yeah. I just wanna kiss every boy in the world. I just wanna kiss every boy in the world. I just wanna kiss every boy in the world. I just wanna kiss every boy in the world. I just wanna kiss every boy in the world. I just wanna kiss every boy in the world. I just wanna kiss every boy in the world. I just wanna kiss every boy in the world. I've been lip licking with my cheeks to the sky. I've been hip gripping, I've been sitting so fine. And I've been roughhousing with a bad boy crew. I've been getting rowdy with a bad attitude. I
You humming along there.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Are you ready to do some sex confessions?
I will, yes. I was going to say that like a church, but then yes, I'm ready for confessions.
Thank you to everyone who has sent in confessions. If you do want to send in any more confessions, you can do that by emailing callum@foobarradio.com and we react to them pretty much every single week. It's also completely anonymous, so don't worry about us, you know, telling your parents that this was you or anything like that.
But Linda, we know it's you.
Linda, if you're listening, we've got our eye on you. We know what you're up to. Kush, would you like to read the first
this
one?
This is a long
it's
one.
It's quite a long one.
Okay. I think this person be like, talk a bit like this. Oh, no. I'm allergic to shellfish. During a one-night stand after sex, my mouth became very inflamed. Turned out my date had eaten shellfish earlier in the day, and when I ate her ass, the poo particles around her butt set off my allergies. This is gross.
Oh my god.
She had to take me to hospital and explain that. Oh my god, explain that to the A&E doctors.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I'm not like and saying that's gross. I'm just saying the words poo particles make me feel a bit ill.
poo particles is an interesting choice of
a word. Oh my gosh.
I am shocked that that can happen. I would have. I mean, it makes sense.
But I've always thought about this. So you know when you get with someone in one night, like you kiss them in a club. Mm. What if they were allergic to nuts and I'd say a bag of nuts before I went in?
Well, especially because, you know, so often at like not at clubs, but like at bars, they have nuts just like on the counter.
Exactly.
And you could easily be chatting to somebody who
was so allergic to nuts.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Well, but so that this is a real thing. So if I rim somebody and I don't have any allergies, fortunately, but if I did and if I rimmed them and they had eaten the thing that I'm allergic to, I could die.
Effectively, yes.
That's insane.
Because imagine if you're allergic to, I'm not going to say it. I was going to say something really gross then, but I'm not going to say it. but oh my god. Well, do you know what? People listening, I think you need to all your next one night stand either go for a shower before. Or ask them what they've eaten in the day.
just for safety.
I think it's very... Well, clearly, if you've got an allergy like that, bloody hell.
I'm literally lost for words here. I hope that they didn't find this experience too embarrassing, though. Like,
no,
I think
of
it's
course,
like,
everyone's had, like...
I think that's a great story to tell, right?
I would tell everyone the story. I'd probably reword it, my love.
No poo particles.
No poo particles. I think that's what makes it sound a bit gross. You could have just said, I rimmed or I did something and... Whatever there was in there was now I'm
I think we're also assuming that this is a girl, and we don't know that, that this is a girl. Yeah, this could easily be a boy or a non-binary person.
I don't know why I assumed then for a second.
It's interesting. I think sometimes the way things are written, I think we lean towards
a certain
gender for some reason, which is, so this might not be a girl. This could be a boy.
Yeah.
Non-binary person could be anyone. But yeah, great story.
Great story. I'm going to tell my friends that story.
Thank you for sharing it. Shall I read the next one, Kush?
Yes.
I'll give you a little rest. I once hooked up with a woman who told me she was 35.
Love.
I was 20 at the time. When we woke up after a great night full of sex and whatnot, she had disappeared and left me a note saying, sorry, I lied. I'm 58. I think she must have looked great.
Phenomenal.
She must have looked amazing to have been 58 and convinced you that she was 35.
Yeah, age is but a number, clearly.
That's, wow. Like, I wish this person was here because I kind of want to quiz them. I want to ask them more questions.
Yeah,
like, did she look 35? Did she look older? But you were like, oh, okay, she said she's 35.
Yeah.
So.
Do you have their Instagram so I can know what they're eating? hopefully not shellfish. Yeah, I'm very impressed. I'd like to look 35 at 58.
Have you ever lied about your age, Kush?
No, because I'm too scared to, like, even when I like Instagram things, I don't use things like Facetune or anything because, like, I know so many people do, because I'm so scared that if someone ever saw me in real life, they would know I've lied about something, and I'd be more mortified about that than having to lie about something.
I'm completely with you. Yeah, like, I don't lie. I'm proud, and maybe I'm relatively young. I'm 29 next month, but, like, maybe I've no reason to lie about my age, but I've got a lot of friends who are my age, and they lie about their age all the time.
Really?
I don't understand it. I'm
really
proud
sad.
To be the age that I am.
I'm very happy with my age. In my head, I'm like 20 anyway.
Though on the Facetune thing, which I don't Facetune at all, I do whiten my teeth.
Why?
I don't know. I just do.
You've got but good then teeth, though.
They're quite yellow, and that's okay. But, like, I do whiten them, and then I feel like I'm lying to people.
Well, you
online.
Are. You're officially lying.
I'm officially lying. And I just feel like it's contributing to that whole, like, fakery online. And
but at least you know about it.
You're judging me with your eyes.
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying.
I am honest about it,
at least
though.
You're
like, I have told my audience that I whiten them.
Oh, if everyone knows. If it's, like, common law, then it's fine.
Yeah.
Common law, is that the right word?
Probably
common
not.
No. Common in the know.
Common knowledge. Would you like to read another confession?
Why am I getting all the worst ones?
It's a setup.
I know.
You can read that one if you prefer. You can choose.
No, let's go with the first one.
Okay.
Hi, I'm a serial dogger. I don't go dogging, but the only position that makes me come is doggy style. I want nothing else.
Oh, well, fair.
I feel like that's less of a confession and more of a choice.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I think I've heard this before, and I've heard this from females, that doggy style is the only position in which they can come. I've definitely heard people say that before.
Which is doggy? Is that when you're like, oh yeah, that's...
That's just like bent over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And from behind, I should know this.
I'm terrible. I know nothing about positions.
There's so many positions. It's exhausting.
In all ways and one. well, good for you. Have you ever tried any other position, potentially? Or is it just because... I love I'm asking questions to someone who's not answering.
But I think I think for me, like, I know that there are certain things that I like that work for me. And if I'm going to have a one-night stand with somebody, I'm like, oh, just go to that thing because I know that that thing works.
Yeah.
Whereas if I was in a relationship or had, like, a friends with benefits, then I might be more inclined to be like, okay, let's mix this up. Let's try new things. So I kind of get what they're saying.
True.
That, like, I just go to doggy because I know it works. And, like, if you're just trying to get your rocks off.
Yeah. Well, I have certain things that turn me on more. So I, like, almost, like... position them to do certain things to me. I'm not going to say what.
I've got a lot of hand actions.
Oh, no, just doing movements.
I'm trying
movements.
To figure out what they mean.
But I guess that's like a choice you're making. So good on you.
Good for you.
What kind of dog are we talking though? Dachshund?
Dalmatian, I think. Oh, yeah, that's where Dalmatian. It's at. I want you to read the last one as well.
No, I think this is your choice.
Oh, okay, fine. Love hairy man. No hair, no penis. Confused.
I'm really confused by that confession.
I'm really confused. So are they saying that they love hairy men who don't have
a penis?
Penises? So trans men, I guess? If they're... Oh, I'm being told by the lovely producers, if they're not hairy, they don't want them. Oh, I see! Right.
Oh, no hair, they don't get my penis.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it. So this is a man saying that they love hairy men.
Yeah.
And if the man doesn't have any hair...
He ain't getting the D.
Got it. I'm very simple. It's,
well, I hello, struggle. Listener. You're talking to a very hairy man here
no,
now.
No money, no honey. Exactly that. You are quite hairy.
I am really hairy.
And you really rock that look.
Thank you. I'm always a bit trimmed. Just because it kind of what my mother's calling me.
is she listening?
No. Yeah, I do. I like to keep it like. One thing that really annoys me is like I could, because I grow hair on my stomach, and I could, I don't think I do, but I could have the most amazing body in the world, but no one would ever see it because it's got hair on it. So I'm always like, I've worked really hard, and then no one can see it.
I'm always interested. But I mean, you know, their body, their choice, good for them. But like when I see guys who like obviously spent like so much time in the gym to get themselves like really like buff with like massive muscles, and then they're just covered in body hair, I'm always interested because I'm like, I can't see that beautiful masterpiece you've created beneath there. So I'm always very interested in that.
But then again, maybe they're doing it for themselves. And yeah.
Which is the right reason
exactly,
to do it.
Exactly, and we love that.
Exactly the right reason to do it.
Oh.
I think we could probably squeeze in one more. Would you like one more, Kush?
Yeah.
Do you want to read it?
I love dating. I want to be American. This guy's American. Oh, girl, I haven't run that fast. I love dating, and I go on 3 to 4 dates when I can. Last week, I met a guy for a second date, and things are going really well. That was until he saw me at the same restaurant with a different guy this week. How do I resolve this? I do like this guy, but I just adore dating. God, I felt that really well.
I think, to be honest, I think if you've just started dating this new person and then things are going really well, they shouldn't really be expecting you not to date other people.
I concur. However, I get really scared. Like even if I'm on one date with one person, if I like that person, I cancel all other dates. If I really, actually, no, I'm talking rubbish, actually.
just lying.
I'm lying.
What have we
air?
Said about lies, Kush?
I know. But I guess if you've discussed exclusivity, that's when it goes. Like, it's almost a question like, are we just dating each other and no one else? If we are, great. One thing I say is do not lie and say, don't be like, he's just a friend.
Yeah, be honest. And I think also that you're allowed to like dating. And I think you can be like, look, I really, really like you. And I've high expectations for where this is going.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe we'll be in a relationship one day. You know, I want to go with this, but I really enjoy dating. I'm keeping my options right now. You know, I'm still seeing other people. And if they're not okay with that, then you can have that conversation.
Exactly.
You know, is it worth you giving up dating other people to move forwards or is it not, you know?
Exactly. And I always say that. In fact, this is what I go through quite a lot, actually. I could be dating someone and they could be the most perfect, incredible boy ever and I could marry them. But in my current stage of my life, I love spending time with the person and having fun. But I still want to go out and just be a bit free. And plus, with my job doing music, I don't know where I'll end up next month or next week. So I want to be a bit free in my current state of head. So when you tell a guy that I'm not ready to settle down yet, people need to realize it's not on them. It's on you. And it's your decision in your own headspace that you're making that.
Absolutely.
And if they don't understand that, then... Mm-mm-mm.
That was very grown-up, mature advice there.
Thanks, guys.
I was impressed. And what a note to end the show on. Kush, tell us, give us a recap on everything you're doing. Where can people find you? How can people support you? Tell us about your projects. Give me the spiel.
Give the spiel. Well, I'm actually working. First, I'm working on a few documentaries, which I'll tell you about another day. I'm doing my EP, which is coming out end of May. If you follow me on Instagram and Twitter, it's Kush Ting. And I'm constantly updating people with new songs, new material. And also, I'm working on a podcast called Welcome to the Gayborhood with Freddie Bentley and my friend Martin as well. He's from The Real Brunch. And we're just talking about gay issues. And similar to what we just discussed these, we offer some advice. Obviously, the three of us have very different opinions, so it's quite interesting to be like, well, I think this. A lot of things. If you just follow me on my Instagram, I'll let you all know the magic that can happen.
And the Instagram is Kushting.
Kushting, like Instagramming, tweeting, texting. Kushting.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
I thought it was like Kushting, like ting, like thing.
No, it's like all the ings that we use for social media.
Got it. Love it. Well, you have been an absolutely amazing guest. Thank you so much for doing our first ever live performance.
Thanks for having me. Sorry for cracking again.
it's all good. I'm going to play you out with a little bit of your music, Kush.
Cute.
This is Beautiful.
So what if you're a little different? Doesn't mean you can't live your life. Stand tall. Don't let them take away your pride. See the difference, the little changes in between our lives.
as one. I'll be standing by your side. With love, with love, teach the world to say I love you. With love, with love, with love, we can lead the way. Darling, don't you?
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.